Many in Hawaii County are concerned about the continuing rise in the county budget. More than 70% of it is paid for by property taxes. 18 years ago, the budget was $175 million. Today, it's $491 million. County managers are getting raises of up to $42,000 a year, adding $1.3 million to the next budget. Union negotiated raises will add nearly $13 million. Bill Walter is president of WH Shipman Limited, a large Hawaii Island landowner. He's also president of the Hawaii Island Chamber of Commerce, although his comments are personal views. He notes the budget has nearly tripled in the last 18 years and thinks it's time for a thorough relook.
That tripling cannot be explained by inflation or population growth or new services. 2 years in a row, taxes will be increased. It's a time when you step back and you look at your government operation just as we would in any other type of organization and really analyze the work, carefully lay out every major process, look at every person it touches. You're trying to make sure that your organization is operating very efficiently. And then besides that, is this function even necessary? You need to look, too, at services where you have user fees. How does what we're collecting compare with expenses?
The question is Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim ready to look at analyzing the cost and size of government? We asked the mayor.
No, no sense beating around the bush. I'm not saying streamlining some costs. That's a yes.
Although Kim has not yet released his planned budget, he referenced the need to add police and improve the county's substandard bus system. He also said he's considering subsidizing golf fees in West Hawaii, since there is a low-price county golf course in Hilo. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.